It would be difficult to describe to an outsider what it's like during the final week of a legislative session, or more accurately, the second regular session of the 54th Oklahoma Legislature, which, thank heaven, has adjourned. I mean, how do you put into words a process that can be like a combination of combat and a stampede while your hair's on fire at the best of times? Earlier in session, legislative business is kind of like the tide, waxing and waning with the pull of the moon. Or in this instance, a mix of agency needs and wants, constituents' requests, lobbyists' pitches, and politics. The latter is somewhat more evident during an election year, which of course this is. During a session's final days, many of the issues that drove the process at the beginning are still being, as my maternal grandmother would have said, cussed and discussed, while others have faded away altogether. But at times it's as if everything's on steroids, from the avalanche of paper, yes, even today, when just about everything is done electronically, to the number of lobbyists who really earn their pay the last week of session, to the noise level, which I would swear sometimes approaches Thunder Game territory. I recall a friend who was advocating for an issue at the Capitol a few years ago, someone who rarely has a reason to come to 23rd and Lincoln. She described the experience as chaotic and loud, wondering how Capitol reporters handle it every day. Now, this was earlier in the session. I told her she was there on a regular day, nothing special, no particular crises, etc., ending with, "Welcome to my world." But the last week is a time when lawmakers, state officials with skin in the game, which is most of them, and the Capitol Press Corps have to be more on their toes than usual, because things can and do turn on a dime, sometimes doing a 180 all on one day. That occurred on the final Thursday this session, with the House defeat, then nighttime passage, of the school storm shelter measure favored by Governor Mary Fallon, followed the next day, of course, by its defeat in the state Senate. Now here's a bit of legislative trivia to amaze your friends with at your next cocktail party. Out of the more than 2,170 measures filed by both houses for the 2014 session, only 462 made it to the governor's office, or about 21.5%. Of 250 House measures she received, the governor signed 227 and vetoed 23. She was sent 212 Senate bills, signing 202 and turning down 10. As to what may have survived or failed during the last week, especially on that last day, I'm going to leave you with my favorite quote of the last week, bar none. It comes from House Speaker Jeff Hickman in response to another member's question as to whether a measure would be dead for good if it failed to pass during that last week. Hickman's reply, "Nothing ever dies in this building. If Elvis had died in this building, he'd still be alive today." I am Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report.